Today's Tanya, the Tanya for the 21st of Nisan, Chaf Aleph Nisan, which is also Shvi Shel Pesach and the sixth day of the Emet. The Tanya for today begins on page 114 in Pedek Mem Aleph, or on the bottom, the number at the bottom is page 212, and it's after the note, after the Haggah. The Rebbe said that there are two kinds of kavana in doing a mitzvah. One kavana is in order to unite, doing the mitzvah in order to unite your neshama and have it be absorbed in the godliness that is present in the mitzvah. The second kavana is that you have to include, it's not enough to do it for yourself, for your neshama, but you do it in order to bring together HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Brichu, Shechinta, which includes all Jews. Now here the Rebbe wants to explain how is it that the average person can be expected to have such a kavana. By the beginning of the narrow column, narrow lines. The Av Shalihi Yes Kavana Zu Amitis Belibe. And although that in order to have this second kavana, the higher kavana, which includes all Jews, to have this be true within the heart, Sheyihi Yali Bechofetz Be'emes, that the heart should truly want Yichud Ha'elyin Hazeh, not any benefit to itself, but rather the Yichud, the oneness that is created above with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. Tzorech Lihiyez Belibe Ahava Rabbo LaHashem Levadei. In order to have this Kavana be true in the heart, a person would have to have a very great love for God alone. In other words, not love for himself, but for God alone. La says nachas ruach lefanov levad, to be motivated to do what he does only for the sake of bringing pleasure to God. V'lo l'raves nafshei hatzmeya, and not doing the mitzvah in order to satisfy the thirst of his soul. Hatzmeya la Hashem, that thirsts for godliness. Elo, rather, he has to feel kibro di shtadl basar avoyevi'imei, like a son who puts in effort, who tries for his father and mother, dezochim lein yati megamei v'nafshei, because he loves them more than he loves himself. So in order to have this kavana of wanting to please God, that God should have pleasure, that there should be a oneness within God, connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah, this means that he has to transcend all personal interest and be devoted to God alone. So how can we expect this from the average Jew? The Kol Mokein, in spite of this difficulty, yesh l'chol adam lahargil atzmi b'kavana zu, every person should get into the habit of having this kavana, the kavana of bringing together HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah, ki af she'eino be'emes la'amitei l'gamri b'libei, because although it is not ultimately completely true in his heart, which means that he doesn't really mean it with his whole heart, she'yachbeitz bazeh b'chol libei, that he should desire only this with his entire heart, part of the heart still wants for himself, mikol mokeim, yet this doesn't constitute a dishonesty, because ma'at mizei chafetz libei bazeh be'emes, because to some degree his heart really does desire it. It's not the whole heart, but the heart does, in truth, desire this oneness. Why does the heart desire it? Mipnei ava hativi shebelev kol Yisrael, because of the natural love for God that every Jew has. By nature, lases kol mashu ratzmelim baruchu, to do, the love motivates him to do whatever it is that God wants. In other words, in this love for God, there is included a devotion and a willingness to do whatever it is that God might want. Like the famous Rambam on the laws of Gittin, on laws of divorce, where the husband doesn't want to give a divorce and the court, the Beis Din, finds that that according to Torah he should give his wife a divorce. So the Rambam explains what the Gemara says, that in order for the get to be a valid one, the husband is beaten until he says that he's willing to give the get, and then the get is valid because it is given voluntarily by the husband. How can this be voluntary if he was beaten and forced to say that he's willing? So the Rambam explains that it's because every Jew really does want to do what Torah says, because every Jew has this innate love for God. And the only reason he was refusing to give the get was because the Yetzirah was interfering and blocking out his true nature. And as a result of the beating, of the whipping, the Yetzirah gave up, lost interest, and stopped interfering. So when he says that he is willing to give the get, he's not speaking out of pain, and he's not making a concession because of the beating. In fact, he is saying what he truly means. He is saying what his true inner being wants, and that is that he wants to give the get because that's what God wants. And that is the nature of every Jew and the true nature of the Jew. What we see from that is that even in such a mitzvah that is not written in Torah, it is based on the assessment of the court and of the judges and of the rabbonim, who determine that under these circumstances the wife deserves a get, deserves a divorce, and that the husband should give it. And divorce is not the happiest of things, and it's not the biggest mitzvah to get divorced. And yet, even this demand made by the Jewish court to give a divorce and to sever a marriage, even this is included in the natural and instinctive love that every Jew has for God, that if this is what God wants, he is willing to do it. Even though it is not from the biggest mitzvahs and from the most obvious commandments in the Torah, but because it is what God wants, the love that every Jew has for God includes a devotion to that Zotzen Ha'elyon as well. And therefore, every Jewish heart really wants to bring together the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, to make a yichud, to bring this oneness about in the higher worlds, because it is part of what God wants. So it's not that he appreciates and understands the virtue and the greatness of this yichud, but he wants it because he knows that God wants it. Back to the text. The yichud zeh huritzei neho amiti, and this oneness is his true will. The hainu yichud ha'elyin shebatzilus anase b'sarusa delatato, which means this oneness that takes place in Atzilus as a result of the awakening below, the effort that a person does here below. Al yidei yichud nefesh holikis v'hiskalelusa b'eir havaya amelubish b'teiru mitzvus. Through the oneness that is created here below, the oneness of the godly soul when it becomes absorbed into the godliness that is clothed in the Torah and mitzvahs, which the person is now involved in. And they become literally one, as we explained earlier. Because through this oneness that we create here below, we bring about a oneness also in the Mokir HaTeira VaHaMitzvahs, in the source of Teira and Mitzvahs, the origin, Shehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Mokir Nafshi HaLikis, that comes together with the source of the godly soul, and the source of the godly soul is Nikra B'Shem Shechina. It's called the Shechina. Shehein b'chinas memalo kol almin u'b'chinas seviv kol almin k'meshikosim l'kimacha b'arichas, which is also described as the presence of God that both fills and surrounds the world, and as is explained at length elsewhere. So although the average person may not have the kind of love that is so selfless that he wants to serve God to the exclusion of serving himself, and therefore is doing the mitzvah truly with only a desire to make God whole, to bring about this oneness within God himself, and has no thought of satisfying his own desire for the closeness to God. Most people are not on that level. Yet, this is part of the kavana that every person should have, that in the doing of the mitzvah, he's not doing something to benefit himself, but rather he's doing that which God wants. And it is not hypocritical or dishonest before God, because the truth is that as a result of the love that every Jew has for God, he wants to some degree, to do anything or whatever it is that God wants, even those things he doesn't understand and appreciate himself. And so he wants this oneness, which comes about as a result of creating oneness here below, through the arousal below, we cause an arousal also above, and the source and the origin of Torah and mitzvahs comes together and is joined with the source and origin of neshamas, which is the Shechina, and then there is godliness brought down, additional godliness brought down, not only to his neshama, but to all Jewish souls all over the world. In the Hayyim Yom for the 21st of Nisan, which is Shvi'i Shel Pesach, also the sixth day of the Emet, the Rebbe writes that when we read about the Shira in the Sefer Torah, when we're reading about the song of the crossing of the sea, we're supposed to stand. In the body of the text for this day, the Rebbe writes that in Lubavitch there was the custom to be up all night on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Also on the night of Shavuos and on the night of Hashanah Rabba, the custom is to be up all night. And the Siddik Rebbe says that when I was 9 years old, I was already in the habit of not going to sleep on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And when we stay up on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we are supposed to learn the entire night.